Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they are my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. Then he flipped me to Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
the care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up, cause this world is real fucked up, and I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day D-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. This the shit that rich niggas hoe up. Don't come for real unless you paying my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills, and that's for real. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
And
I'm dapping, when I'm mapping. If you trapping, if you laughing, how you happen? Were you rapping? Study slapping.
Stop dropping, bro. Shorty, you know you on fire. Stop dropping, bro. Shorty, you know you on fire. Stop, 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 you on fire.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy B Trey, your man Radio Rail, with another episode of Let's Talk Tuesdays.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling tonight?
Man, we got a great show for you tuned in today, man. I sure. Like, feel free to call in anytime y'all want to. At
what was that song just playing, man?
9826. It was Snake. It was by your boy Snake. It's called Snake featuring the mogul Stop Drop.
Man, that shit was dope.
See, look,
so I would like to start off by saying, for those who tuned in yesterday on my podcast, it was a lit, great show. And I will be doing a part two next Monday because some kind of way, abruptly, I got cut off. But we're going to finish that little series up next Monday.
Oh, my. So what was it like? It said, how long was it? Like 2 hours? And yeah, I cut off.
So it was supposed to be an hour, you know how we do, you know. But then it turned into a 2-hour session. And it was like 10 minutes left. And I was about to cut everything, you know, shut everything down, let everybody say they last thought. And then it just kicked me out. But yeah, it was a good topic. Yeah, not exactly. But now I know moving forward, with those type of conversations, I'm going to extend it. It was, the topic was men versus women. So, you know, I let the women say their piece about pretty much their concern was this generation of the males, why they always want to have sex first instead of getting to want to know the woman on the first date and whatnot. And we talked about whether or not a man is supposed to pay for the first date. They had a problem with my answer. My answer was, we going half. We going half. Now, I have paid the first date. You know what I'm saying? But my thing was, I would feel like, let's just say the date was horrible. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to waste my money. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm black and I'm broke. So I ain't trying to waste money if the date's bad, or what if I don't never see this person ever again after this first date? Because technically there's no rules. You know, there's no rules saying I have to pay. That's just some unwritten dumbass rule people made up.
That shit very shit.
But, you know, to each of his own, like, I don't have a problem with it, but my suggestion would be, hey, let's go half. And 9 times out of 10, the women that I have went half with didn't have a problem with it. It was cool with that. But
depending on how the date go, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got a wife now, but depending on how the date goes.
Right.
Like, all right, say we use this for dinner or whatever. It's going perfectly, laughing, we get perfect vibes or whatever.
All right, cool. I'll
pay for it. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll pay for it. Look, you get the next one type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, I'm saying, another situation. This woman is horrible. Non-type of communication. They just went trash, whatever. Either I'm going to have I'm going to go half on it, or I'm just going to pay for it to get away from the situation.
Right. It depends on the situation, right?
Yeah, situational, man. I don't feel like I have to be obligated to have to pay for the thing. I mean, I do believe in chivalry.
Right.
I do believe in, like I'm saying, man, I'm supposed to do certain man things. But as far as a date go, y'all on even ground. I don't know you. You don't know me like that. We're still trying to get to know together. So I feel like if I'm investing time, we both investing the same amount of time into this date, trying to see if it works. I think we should both put some amount of money into it.
Right. And then also, it depends on what the purpose is. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your intentions, you know, just to smash or whatever and shit, you know, you don't really pay for no shit like that. If your intention is, oh, I do want to get to know whatever, then yeah, you'll pay for it. 9 times out of 10, back in my heyday, it wasn't no, I'm going to be no relationship type shit. It was just, hey, let's go eat and let's go fuck around later. So, like, yeah, we're going to have. Because I wasn't going to go pick you up, pay for dinner, and pay for a hotel. No. You didn't.
You know,
I ain't finna do it all. If I know I'm just finna just treat it for the past.
I mean, but whole time though, like,
but, you
saying,
know,
that brings out to the other topic, bro. Like, as far as like, how can I say, like, when you talk about like why dudes want to hit first or whatever. Dudes, that's what, I guess that's what's on their mind. That's what makes them happy for the most part. Saying that's what makes them feel
right
successful. That makes them feel like, hey, if I hit, then shit, we got a connection type shit.
That's right.
How they judge shit and everything. If you let them hit, they feel like, okay, I got her. This is mine type shit. Girls, they feel they connection off emotions. That thing. Dudes want to hit because, hey,
right,
that's how they show. Like, they success. That's what they brag on.
That's. And one young lady.
Girls.
No.
What?
Go ahead. It's going to start to like a different conversation. So go ahead and finish what you were saying.
What? I ain't understand what you said, bro.
I said it's gonna. What I was gonna say is gonna end up leading to a different conversation. So go ahead, since you were saying first.
I know I forgot. It's all good, bro.
All that damn liquor.
Man, I'm still recovering, bro. It's over with.
But one young lady said that she has the rules. She has that Steve Harvey rule, the 3 month rule. No sex for 3 months. So that way, you know, you get to know one another, this, that, and third. Fine and cool. I feel like, I'm not going to say it's a dumb rule, but 9 out of 10, most guys are not going to wait 90 days. You know what I'm saying? She said that she had a guy, she was dealing with a guy, and he came clean that probably like a week or two before the 90 days hit, he was messing around with his baby mama. I'm like, well, yeah, he did that because he couldn't wait 90 days. No man is really going to wait that long to have sex. The perfect example I gave was test driving a car before you buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're not going to just go there and buy the car. You know what I'm saying? No, you're going to test drive. I'm not saying that you should have sex out the gate, but like at least 30 days is fine. You know what I'm saying? A month is fine. And then, you know, you end up doing it, you're doing it. But like 90 days is too long. No man is really going to wait. I have waited 6 months in a relationship. And then, you know, we ended up getting married or whatever the case, but I mean, we ain't together no more, but That was the hardest 6 months of my life because, like, I don't wait for sex. Like, who the fuck waits for sex? But, I mean, yeah, you get to know them, this, that, and third, but, like, that was tough. And I think the generation nowadays, even just a regular man, is not going to wait 90 days.
Honestly, I think it's easy, to be honest with you. It is easy to wait. What? The 90-day period. Like, I'm saying, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. Like, I've done it before. I've done it multiple times before. And multiple, like, not, like, 90 days, but, like, shit, 2 months type shit or a month. Like, it's not hard. Like, think about it. Like, for real, for real. Like, if y'all, like, the way life is right now or whatever, if you got some life honestly together to where you got shit that's on your mind and then you got goals that you actually trying to achieve and stuff, sex would be the last thing on your mind. I'm saying not the last thing, but I mean, cause bro, I swear to God, it was times like, well, I was at work all the time making money, just making bread, just making bread. She talk about let's come over and kick it. I ain't gonna lie, it was hard because I don't know what it is with girls, but they'd be like, I don't want to have sex or whatever. Take all, I want to stand weight type shit, right? But they do most sexiest shit.
Right.
Like, why are you around? And I don't know if they do it on purpose or not. Like, they walk around you, like, half naked and shit. Like, why are you doing this shit? I'm trying to follow your
That's
rules,
why it makes it
me.
Hard for me. Right. Like,
no,
that, to me, that's the hardest part because, man, because, like, you know, say they turn you on mentally. That's one already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, let's say y'all do spend the night at one another's house or whatever. They go to sleep sexy as hell. They go to sleep half naked. So it's going to be hard trying to lay in the bed next to a woman as fine as she is, and she half naked, and you like, man, shit. We can't fuck. Like, no, I'm gonna poke you a little bit just to see if we gonna do it or not.
Then they be like, let's cuddle or whatever, and then they keep throwing the shit back at you. It's like, damn, what are you doing? Like, this is not going to end well for neither one of us.
And that's the number one. That is the number one key to let a man know that they want it, when they can keep throwing it back at you when you're laying down.
So
that point
petty.
Is like, okay, yeah, I know what you want. Exactly.
Man, like, if y'all want dudes to wait, help them. Don't spend a night together. Then leave. Y'all been perfectly cool just kicking it and then going home. We ain't got to stay tonight. We ain't got to do none of that shit. I'm not. You want me to do something or whatever, you want me to wait, then don't put it in my face. That's what I'm saying. Ain't that why Eve ate the apple? It's in her face. So you can't be tempting and tantalizing and that thing. I'm saying, baby, let's take a shower together type shit. No, like, none of that shit. If you're not willing to do what I'm trying to do when you make me feel that way, then stop making me feel that way. Like, niggas go play games and that thing. We can play board games, all that shit. Don't wear no tight-ass, short-ass boy shorts or nothing like that. I can see all the ass at thing. Don't walk around with no bra on. It's cold in the house. Your nipples is hard. No, nah, I ain't trying to see none of that. Nah. No.
Exactly.
Stop playing.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied.
Like I said, though, it's easy to do it. It's just ways. You gotta sacrifice some shit. Like, I'm not going to see you after a certain time. I'm going to take my ass home at 9 o'clock. You hit me with some, baby, what you doing? I'm fucking, don't text me at night. I'm fine. Look, go to sleep. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
At nighttime, leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's them sexting hours.
Most definitely.
Weekly.
Exactly.
Unless you really trying to have a good ass conversation and get to know me, don't hit me with no what you want to. Nah, nah.
I'm sleeping.
Exactly. I'm asleep. Leave me alone. Don't have time for none of that shit.
Women do make
that's
it hard.
That's it, though.
They definitely.
I mean, we make time for ourselves.
Understand.
To be honest, we make time for ourselves. We put ourselves in those situations, bro. Honestly.
Yep.
Because the whole time, and then we fuck it up for other man, too. Because
say
you fucking with a girl, she give it up to you. Second day. It don't matter. Second day, she's just really fucking with you. She think the chemistry is off the motherfucking handles and that thing. You going that bitch with a whole idea that you just said ahead. She want to feel love, so she
right.
Fine. She let you hit. Cool. You fuck
right.
around and break her heart on the fourth day because your ass don't want to fucking answer the phone. You don't already got what you want, but you ain't tell her that from the jump. So now the next motherfucker got to wait 90 days. Because now she got trust issues. She want to see if she's going to go through that. So a nigga got to go through that shit. And turns out, most time, he ain't going to last. So he going to end up fucking up. And then she going to end up doing the whole thing to like a couple other people, seeing if that shit works. But he just fucking up for everybody.
Yeah. I've been through that. I've definitely had my fair share of we fucking and the next minute we not fucking around.
Well, I think you got to be honest.
For me, though, I can say that. Right, exactly. I can at least say that. Out the gate, I'll let a person know what I want and what I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where you end up in situations.
No.
Unspoken
no.
Boyfriend, girlfriend that happened. Okay, I'll put out an example out there. I was dating a chick once. We was together for like maybe 6 months and broke up. A friend of mine reached out to me. He's like, "Hey, why don't you, come out here and let's chill or whatever." So she brought me a ticket. I go out there, we chill or whatever for the weekend, and then we fucked around. After that, we was talking, but we never talked about being boyfriend and girlfriend, and we just ended up in the situation as if we were boyfriend and girlfriend. But we never asked one another out. But we was always together, and we was doing stuff and still fucking around. So that's like
irresponsible.
Being in just a situation.
That's irresponsible. It is y'all job to figure out what the fuck y'all is. Boundaries need to be set. Y'all did that to y'all, so I was keeping it a bug with you.
Hey, I had plenty of those conversations like, what are we? Well, I don't know. It's just flowing. Whatever we're doing, it just works. Like, you can't do that to a woman, man. Like, moving forward, mm-hmm. I know that. I can't do that to women. But back then in my younger days, it was like, we're just doing what we're doing. It's working right now. That's all I know.
Paddles
me
up with
that.
Bro.
Yeah. I agree. And for those guys who are out there who do just like to fuck around, let it be known. Don't waste a woman's time. You know, because like you said, that shit bleeds into the next person. And we can't fix what's already been broken. No matter how hard we can try to fix the pieces of a broken woman, that shit will never be fixed.
Now,
a scarred woman, maybe. But a broken woman, nah, that shit is tough. I've tried, and that shit failed miserably.
I'm not with that shit. So, bro,
yeah,
I'm going to get into a couple of songs real quick. And then
yes.
We're going to hop back into the conversation, man.
That's my baby. Hey, I'm about to pull up. It's a quarter to two. Just thinking about you. I'm trying to see you come through. I'm trying to see you come too. Baby girl, I'ma pull up. In the time of the night, I'ma treat
got beef. You're never alone in these streets, baby girl. I'm a puller on verb. No matter what the weather, I'ma always keep that heat, baby girl. I'm a puller with a full tank of gas.
Oh yeah. his shirt, he a stain. Thought we had a bun like James. Got me a bitch that I'm focused on. These hoes can't entertain. Look up at the size that I became. Now the world thinks that I changed. Why I named this, oh yeah. And I feel it shouldn't be no arguing. I'm a real nigga, oh yeah. Never put my song on the market. She was irritating, oh yeah. Put her ass clean on the block list. Look real good, oh yeah. 7 days a week, yeah, my palm is up. Hey, bitch, nigga, you a die. And I made sure we situated. Call me L Hiller number 5. In the AM eating pancakes with a bowl of grits on the side. I'ma live me a long as I'm a nigga. Buying your tongue, do you? Hey, do you know how to eat without dropping a crumb? Do you? Hey, why you have to change? I ain't did nothing to you. No, no, I was the one that told his life. I was the one denying and fight. I was the one that praying to Christ. Then after that, stopped looking for Christ. I was the one that put up a fight. Posted on trouble, said he's screaming life. I was the one not being polite. I was the one. Hey. My society full of gun smoke. My mom said him a fungo. I think I got it from my uncle. Oh, I was the one being a hardhead, groovy little hardhead. Ain't got a dad, but I'm still a harlot. Treat me like a fool, oh yeah. A lot of shit to prove, oh yeah. Bad ass kid out the school, in the cup with a two, yeah. Mama said, listen here, boy. I don't want you standing over there. Few niggas that's from the land, they can't even come around here. In this game, ain't playing fair. Everything costs that I wear. Stone cold ice on my bracelet. What a chain like Ric Flair.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's like, man, you up and then you down automatically, like, cars. Man, I be wondering, like, man, what's going on? But you know, it's real life, though.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go through it. Highs and lows.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey. Really feeling like I'm high, but I'm low. Feeling like time knocking on my window. Rain seals on tick, cause I'm smoking endo. Not to mention all the stress I'm taking from my kinfolk. Got me moving too fast, don't wanna take it slow. Trying to stack it up quick and let my bank account grow. Lost so many to this world, your life it ain't no joke. I'm seeing all the smoke and all I do is really hope. My prayers to the kids like your lives be a bit. Struggle is a must out here, every brother trying to live. Everybody wanna take it and they never wanna give. It's the way it shouldn't be, but it's the way it is. So a blessing to the end, to my niggas in the pen. Give my little time and I ain't going back again. The world going blank, why these people wanna think? Your depression make you sink, like you walking on a plank. Ain't that had too much to drink? Going high, going low, like I'm bipolar. Something in my head telling me to just try more, drive slow. Hitting corners in the Oldsmobile, pedal to the flow, wheel spinning like I'm global. Oh no, my body feeling real numb though. So close, reaching for the top, it's like a totem pole. Never fold. On the block is where the story's told. Wonder about your money though. Niggas out here taking souls, living life in the way that it is, for the pain that it is, for the rain and it slid down the crack. Menopause if they saw, took a raw with a jaw, beating stars with the bars. Got the cars living large in a bra full of flaws. Really hard when it's dark, but you about to fall apart. Let me mention, looking for intervention, feeling the repetition. Open your ears and listen, two pictures, there's no vision where I come from. Niggas blind to the fact and know we ain't dumb. Hear the truth and act like it ain't nothing. Jealousy will get you going, so I'm seeing something. Looking, reaching for the top like you're pulling for it. Highs and lows and closed doors, what it's doing to you. Choosing something with direction like you're losing them. Meditation, what you need, keep pursuing them.
Let's get it, let's go, I'm out.
And we back. Nah.
We back.
We got D4L. A big
no.
D4L, man. Hey, real quick though. Hey, if you could pick one artist from basically the 2000 era, like or a group or whatever, to come out with another album, who would it be? Just one more.
Jay-Z.
One more.
Oh, one more besides Jay-Z.
Keep coming out with albums.
He ain't did nothing since
that whole Jay. Bro, that whole Jay Elect shit. His album was Jay-Z.
It's not his solo album.
It don't mean nothing. Jay-Z is on that whole album. That's Jay-Z. Then he got a project with his wife.
That was old.
That's not like no, but I'm saying though, like he's come out with shit recently, type shit.
Okay, so we talking maybe artists that haven't came out with shit.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, I'll go with Ja Rule.
What the fuck?
Ja Rule had bangers, bro.
He had
hits before he got shut down by 50 Cent. After 50 Cent got to hold his ass, it was downhill from there. But
you got to learn how to pick your battles.
I would like to hear something from him. Yeah, hell yeah, 50 Cent wasn't one of them. But I feel like if it wasn't for 50, Ja Rule would have been somewhere in everybody's conversation. He had some shit to say in his few albums that he put out. But hey, 50 Cent destroyed that, man. I would love to see another something from him again. Who else?
Outkast.
Yes, I want one more album from Outkast. Because I think they were
Outkast.
Done after what? The Love Alone speaker box?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. I think so. I don't know. I think they came out with another album, though. Like.
They might have. I think the Idlewild.
Yeah. I think it was Idlewild.
Yeah,
they got some shit. They have some shit.
Definitely did, bro.
Yeah, it was the Idlewild.
Damn, yeah.
I seen the movie too.
Out there. I feel like if Nelly would have never crossed over, he'd be dope as shit.
What you mean crossed over?
When he started doing the country shit. So that Sweat Suit album was
bad. Yeah, he did that one time.
But what I'm saying, like, as a whole, he crossed over to that side, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, you know, every artist should just stick to the black people, but, like, the audience left his ass when he did that dumb ass.
So you saying that shit wasn't cold?
I appreciate that he did it. No, I didn't like it. I didn't
then
know.
I can't keep picturing you with him. And I can't take it.
No.
I can't take it, no. I fucking love that song.
That destroyed his career.
I love that shit. Nah.
That destroyed his career, man.
That was nice.
His first two albums.
Now he just.
After that, like that Sweat Through shit, it was trash. I don't know what the hell that shit was.
She said, oh, we going down, down, baby. Mm-hmm. That was the shit.
Trying to think of somebody who don't rap no more like that.
I want a Neptune's album,
DMX?
Bro.
DMX? Most.
Nah, DMX is coming out with music.
For real?
Yep.
I know
he got signed again. He signed to Def Jam again. I don't know if it's... I think low-key, they signed DMX again just so they can make another Def Jam Fight for New York and have DMX on the... Cause you know how many motherfuckers will play that game.
I
with
know
the
I
classics
would.
On that.
I'll buy it.
I don't fuck who on that. I'm buying that motherfucker. That bitch is gonna sell
out.
That's
like, gonna be on the PS5.
If they make it, boy, I swear, look, bro, I'm gonna start a petition. Hey, y'all, look, motherfucker, y'all better do something. Def Jam Fight for New York 2. I'm starting a petition, bro.
Back.
I swear to God. I need this. And they better have my nigga Pockets on there. If they don't, then they trip. He ain't even a real person, but that nigga nice on there. Bro, I can't even lie to you.
He was nice.
That's the reason why I ain't never buy the second one. I mean, the third one. Cause it was like Pockets ain't on. I was looking at all the characters. Like, nope, he ain't on. I'm like, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
they had the game on shit. I think the game was on.
Right. Never know how dope a game is till you get older and realize how dope that game was.
I knew for a fact that
like,
shit was cold.
Like when 50 Cent came out with his game. I bought that shit. And it was it was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So my game was cold as fuck. I don't know why that game was so cold. It was a nice little shooter, dude. It was doing.
Yeah, it was. You should have kept going. Oh, you know another artist who I like to hear from?
Oh.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx? No, I don't. I mean. He cool exactly with what he's doing right now.
You ain't like his music like that?
All he do is features
and
shit and writing for other people. Yeah,
he
but
got
look,
classic.
I stopped fucking with Jamie Foxx when Drake came out. Cause I heard Drake sing a song. I heard this nigga on this mixtape. Exactly. And then that shit was all on the radio and everything. Drake and shit was on the radio. All that shit. That shit. Then this nigga fucking Jamie Foxx came out with the same fucking song. The same exact song. Singing the whole verses, but I swear, I was like, this nigga a bitch. I cannot listen to this shit.
No, but they shared that song. Like, Drake had his version, and then they did the one together.
It's Drake's mixtape song.
Right, but it was on
Jamie Foxx's
album. They had two different versions.
No, but I'm saying, though, Drake came out with that song a long time before Jamie Foxx even bought the shit. Damn near a year, probably. I swear to God, bro. It's close to a year.
And
then Jamie Foxx come out with the same exact song,
bro. Long time. I don't know.
It'd have been cool. It'd have been cool if he...
Early there.
Yeah, but it wasn't like... He had no type of fucking, like, creativity with it. It's the same verses. Same beat. Drake said, like, yeah, I sold a song. I sold him a song. Why would you buy a song that's already been out for, like, 9 months? And then put it on the radio.
Because it's Jamie Foxx at the time. And then it gave Drake that much more exposure. I mean, he was already hot, but I think that probably got him
then,
more exposure.
And then he went and put the nigga on the same song.
Which
I'm like, this nigga trash.
I love it.
I love Drake version. Cause every time I had
Jamie
Foxx version,
shit
pissed me off.
Jamie Foxx?
No. I do think a lot of motherfuckers did replace. Like Drake replaced a lot of people. As far as like, matter of fact, he did. He's one of the people that got replaced with this shit. Cause if you really, really want to think about it, yes. Like, think about it. Neo gone.
Neo gone.
I love Neo. Genuine, Tank, all of them. They still making music,
Tank.
But Drake is taking all of that place. You know what I'm
saying? Jacquees time trying to take Drake place, though.
Nah, Jacquees, shut up. Jacquees, he didn't get replaced.
But you know, I respect him for saying that. I respect him for saying that.
So saying what?
If you think about it, if you think about it, go into in debt with it. He was basically saying, "I'm the king of R&B for this generation." He didn't say, "I'm the king of R&B overall." He says, "Just for this generation." When you think about it,
but he's not the king of R&B though.
But I mean, true. But when you think about it, besides Chris Brown, who are you gonna go listen to? Trey Songz kind of like fell off.
I'm listening
to
Trey Songz.
You know, I mean, yeah, but like when you think of this generation, who you listen to? You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of R&B artists that people go listen to like that. I mean, Jacquees, I don't know. He had a unique, weird sound, and I like it enough to listen to what he got to say. But I respect him saying
know.
It only because for this generation. And clearly, this generation music is ass anyway. So I think rightfully so.
He can't.
No, he's not the king. No.
No.
Chris Brown got it. Chris Brown got it. That's
I'm about to say, I don't know. Whatever you about to say.
For a while.
No.
No, hell no.
I'll give it to Justin Bieber before I give it to that nigga Jacquees.
But Justin Bieber, his shit is lit, though. Like, his Christian album,
I know.
Album he just came out with, that shit was lit.
That's what I'm saying. I would give it to that nigga Justin Bieber before I give it to that nigga Hustle Cully. His ass is trash. I don't like Jacquees. I don't even think he makes songs. Like,
he don't really, per se, because... Like, a lot of it be, like, cover art. But, I mean, he do have his own shit here and there. I like some of his songs. Though.
Here
I like
and
his
or
last
there.
Project. Yeah.
No.
Here and or there.
I don't like shit.
I like some of his shit.
No. Oh, gee.
Like one of
August,
my...
I seen that nigga. Where the fuck
like
he at? Where that light skinned nigga at?
Who?
I fucking love that shit. August, I can't pronounce his last name, but August.
Oh, Alcina? Shit, that motherfucker was sick.
Yeah, he got sick?
Yeah, I don't remember what the hell happened, but he got skinny as hell. He was sick for a while. I think he's trying to make music again, but, like, he don't really sound the same. I don't know what he's doing down there.
They making beats.
Probably.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Well, I'm an R&B artist, but I wanted Mary J. Blige need to put it down. She needs to stop, retire, stop singing. It's over with. You know, it's
she's
done.
Still singing.
Like, she's still singing, bro. Like Mary J. needs to put it up.
Mary J. is
to me. To me though, Mary J. could never sing to me. She just knew how to make it sound good. Cause she never had a song where you really heard her vocals. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, what
like,
do
you
mean?
Go back and listen to all her songs. Nah, bro, you got to go back and listen to her songs. Like you never really hear her do a high pitch, low pitch, nothing like that. It was just she made it sound good. Like with Drake. Drake don't really show his vocals like that on his songs. So, like, the melody of it makes it sound fucking good. But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think of women, like Alicia Keys, like, she can fucking blow.
Oh, that's my favorite.
But if you compare Alicia Keys.
She needs to come out with another song.
Yeah, fact. But, like, if you compare Mary J. to Alicia Keys, Alicia Keys is going to blow Mary J. out the water. Mary J, you've never really heard her vocals like that.
Boy,
just go back
I
and listen
God,
to
like,
any song of hers.
No, I'm gonna send them to you. I'm gonna send them to you because I know the exact songs. Mary J, blow, bro. That's one of my favorite classic singers, bro. I love listening to that. I've done enough crying. I'm gonna do something. Then
but
she started rapping.
Her vocal,
oh,
no
she said
that,
Brooklyn.
Though.
What you mean, bro? I love
she
her.
Have,
look up,
no
I try.
Vocals. There was no vocals in that.
Look up, I try.
I have all her albums. Trust me. I have all her albums. Trust me. I'm a Mary J. fan. But she just could never really sing
I
like
try.
That.
No, but I'm saying it's a Talib Kweli song. Mary J. Blige. I think it's Talib Kweli. It's called I Try. Look it up. She is diverse, boy. She does stick to some shit, her shit, bro.
It's like
man, look.
Singing and singing. It's like singing and singing. You can sing or you can sing.
She can sing.
Mary J.
Yeah.
Can sing. She can't sing, but she can sing.
Man, she's out here.
That's where I put it. I mean, I give credit where credit's due, but she don't have that vocal where I'd be like, yo, I want her on my shit where she could just blow. Cause to me, she never really proved that.
Shuddy is the shit. Boy, she cold.
Yeah, she cold.
We gonna
I'm gonna put you on, bro.
I'm gonna put you on, bro.
Bro,
she
me,
got
I
replaced
got
though, cause the
owner. Oh my shit! You said she got replaced?
Yeah, she got replaced. She wanted them like over time, bro. You get replaced, bro. Beyonce came out there. Alicia Keys came out there. Carrie Hilson was out there for a while. She got replaced, bro. She started doing shit different, and then said she did her thing. She good now. She ain't gotta do nothing else no more. She's set. Mary J is set. She's an icon,
I think,
bro.
I think that's the status Beyonce took, that icon status behind Mary J.
Yeah.
With the exception of
she stepped up.
Dang.
And I'll tell
I don't
you
think
one
nobody
thing.
Ever,
you know know
nobody
something.
Compares to her.
You want to know something? It's an unpopular opinion. I think
what?
Kelly better.
Who? Kelly?
I think Kelly Rowland better, a better singer. than Beyonce. Not as far as like songs, because creatively how she picked her songs, Beyonce got some good ass shit. But I ain't gonna say Kelly Rowland though. I honestly think better. And I love Beyonce.
Honestly, would not disagree with that, because I often said that I think Kelly was slightly better than Beyonce. She just didn't stick with more singing, you know what I'm saying? She didn't really put out too much more shit. But
and Kelly looked better.
An icon status?
Nah, she ain't gonna be an icon.
No.
Nah, she ain't gonna be an icon.
I don't think nobody.
She did her thing.
Yeah. Ooh. But Beyonce definitely got that title. I don't think nobody's gonna be her. Well, Rihanna could be up there, but she got just
Rihanna gonna be up there.
You know,
Rihanna gonna fuck Beyonce up one day,
that.
Bro. I swear to God.
She got the potential.
Just wait, Beyonce.
Rightfully so, she's probably the only female artist that could probably go hand in hand. If they did a hit, Beyonce versus Rihanna, I think she'd be the only artist.
Yeah, Rihanna will fuck Beyonce up, honestly, if they do it.
With the exception of that fucking remix of Beyonce and Beyonce punk.
Oh, no, like, if it's Beyonce now, the Beyonce I'm seeing in 2020, she killing any fucking body. She killing half the rappers.
Man, she fucking
so you don't jump and put jeans on, nigga. Hey. So
you
I got this shit from Tina. Fuck is you saying? But shit, man.
Yeah, I feel killer shit.
Hey, man, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
You know
so
it.
You got any final thoughts, though, bro?
As always, wash your fucking hands. Everybody stay in tune with us. Thursday's poetry night. We'll be back at it. Me and Genesis will be hosting that this Thursday, 8 to 9. We have a couple of guests, a few guests is going to come join us. And definitely stay tuned for Friday, Freestyle Friday. We have GQ the Fool that we are interviewing. He's known locally here in Chicago. I had the pleasure of meeting him last month. We did a show together, and now we finally get to do an interview with him. His music, you can find it on all platforms. Type in GQ_the Fool. He's one of those artists where you get those old school vibes with. You know, he brings you back to those specific times in your life where you're like, everything was great. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. And I'm getting Yes, sir. And I'm getting back to my regular podcast through the Anchor app. You can also find it on Spotify, Pop That Ish. I will be dropping an episode tomorrow. For all those of you who know me, know that I'll be, you know, you can just go to the link, click it, and you got it. So be on the lookout by like 8, 9 o'clock. You'll see it tomorrow. So everybody stay safe. Have a good night. And that's it for me.
All right, so last thing I'd like to say is, like I said before, bro, we about to open up at the end of the month. Y'all niggas act right out there, man. Be safe.
Technically, we open already.
No, we not.
Yeah, we open.
No, we not.
I mean,
how we open?
We can't go directly in. Buy like normal, like we used to. But, well, I don't know, because out here by me, we open. I don't know about.
We not open
Chicago,
yet, boy.
Chicago.
We still are. We is not open.
True.
We still trapped, bro. Niggas are still essential. So, no, we not open. Until they open up GameStop,
yeah,
we not open.
I agree. I want to go to GameStop so bad. I'm tired of ordering online. Not going to lie. Oh, yeah, real quick. Hey, if y'all are gamers, we game. My gamer tag is Dilla, D-I-L-L-A-C. 2811. Add me on the PS4. If you want to get down on whatever game, I got it. Call of Duty, Madden, 2K, whatever. Holla at me.
Oh, shit. Now, my gamer tag is Betray18. Add me and then just send a message and tell me what you want to get your ass up in, honestly. So, and if I'm not playing, look, before we close, I'm not playing with anybody on Call of Duty who just jump in the windows and bust down every fucking door. I'm tired of that shit. Niggas be loud as hell, making all types of noises and shit, getting me killed and wondering why I'm mad. Bro, you jump through every window. Yeah, that's a door right next to it. But yeah. That's my last words. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Stop jumping through windows on Call of Duty. Shit too damn fucking loud. Yeah, bro. Cause I've been playing with my brothers, both my little brothers, bro. They jumping through windows and shit. Bro, I be, what the fuck? Bro? Like, bro, this shit faster. Gee, you wonder why you die all the time?
Right.
So if y'all listening, bros, stop fucking jumping through windows when we play the game. Yeah. But
alright, y'all have a good
talk to y'all later.
Night. We are out.
Yes, sir.